Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7, and I'm live coming to you straight from my studio. And I'd like to welcome you to an all brand new show entitled The Book Club. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to welcome you to our new book club. And there's a few changes that have been made so that we will have books available for everyone to read so they will not have to purchase them. So we actually have changed our book list for the first series. Now, if you will go out to the website, you will be able to find these books. And those books are located on, if you go under www.Richard, and the last name is spelled WETHERILL.com. You can go up on the Richard West Wetherill. And the books are under the Alpha Publishing House. And the books will be free. You can download them if you prefer, okay? Or you can actually purchase the paper book if that's what you want. But we're making the electric wireless book available to you for free. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, just wipe out that other book I gave you about the book I gave you first, because those series are not accessible. So we are going with these series. They are all online and they're free of charge. Our very first book is, there's a correction, The Tower of Babel. Okay? If you go out on that website, you will see that book. And here are the seven books that we're going to be featuring. Tower of Babel, How to Solve the Problem and Prevent Trouble. The third one, Right is Might. Next one, Leadership into the 21st Century. Next one, Suppose We Let Civilization Begin. The following one is Be Right or Go Wrong. And the last one, Dictionary of Typical Command Phrases. Now, these are the books that we're going to start reading. Now, today we'll be reading The Tower of Babel. And we'll be reading this one first. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this gentleman who's writing these books. These books are written by a gentleman who is working with Right Action so that we will get a foundation. These are books for teachers who work with children. And specifically, these books have been designed to build a child's spirit, and to also help the teacher understand exactly how to build foundation in her environment and in her class. They will help us to create right actions as well and to look into our spirits to make sure that we are cultivating good spirits. And that's why these books were chosen. It has to be a meaning and a purpose behind the madness. We just don't want to just read books that absorb information, because information becomes something. And when you read books that are intended to shape and frame your reference, you want to read books that are going to help develop your character. And that's what these books will do. Now, these books were recommended from the Montessori list. And the Montessori schools, there is one, the IMS, specifically working on re-educating and reordering a new series of education for teachers. And I went with this one because the gentleman that recommended this book has started a society that works with the scientific method of Montessori, which works on cultivating the child's spirit and cultivating the human spirit of individuals. And I thought this would be a great reason for reading these books, because we are working towards cultivating the spirit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to think that these will not be interesting books. These are books that are going to intrigue us, give us something to talk about, and we will also be able to have something that will lay a foundation. What I'm doing is laying a foundation so that you can build upon it for those of you who are teachers. And as I've always told you, you ought to be thinking about building your institution. More than ever before, teachers are becoming independent thinkers, and they're thinking about opening up the doors of their own independent schools. As I indicated to you earlier, I do have a website out there, which is the foundation of a wireless school dealing with the buddy school system that works on language, especially on language. Now, the first series in that website is working on working with birth to three. Now, there are lessons designed for mommy and me, not just the baby, to help the mother learn how to teach the child to read. Now, in that website, you also later on see information on sign languaging to help the mother teach the child from the age of a toddler to learn how to sign. This whole method is to teach the child to learn to read. Now, that's on a separate website. And for those of you who want to learn more about it, you could go out to my www.luxarinstituteforfamilyeducation.weebly.com. Now, teachers, I want you to also create websites that will accentuate reading and literacy. That's what the whole concentration is on, people, reading and literacy. And I want you to understand, our billboard is true to its own. Would you care to read? Now, I'm going to ask you politely, would you care to read? Now, I'm going to go on and read anyway, but I invite you into the room. So why don't you lock the dial in at 646-478-0270 and come in and join us as we begin to read our very first book. Now, we're going to have summarization. We're not just going to read boringly throughout the book. We're going to stop and have some discussion. And we're going to ask you to join our chat room. And if you would like to be one of our co-hosts in our chat room, please raise your hand, jump up and down, do something to let us know that you want to be in our chat room and that you would like to co-host that chat room. Now, we're not just inviting teachers, we're inviting mothers, because we know you are the first teachers. So we're asking you to come in and be a part of our first read, and that is on the Tower of Babel. And some people pronounce it the Tower of I don't know if they accentuate on Babel, or I pronounce it the Tower of Babel, but please come in and join us this evening as we begin our first series of reading. And we'd like to meet you in the atmosphere, but first we want to give praises to our higher self. And we are going to do more of meditation, and our program will be changed a little bit because of the lack of time. We'll do the meditation and ask if you would like to have any ancestors' names mentioned, and you can do so. But we're going to take a moment for a silent meditation, and then we'll go right into our read after the station and identification. And we acknowledge our ancestors today. So please know if you have ancestors you want to acknowledge, but we will not be able to do the libation currently now unless in time will allow. So let's stop for meditation with our hands held high, open in a position to receive as we meditate on the goodness of the Creator, Oladulamare. Permeating on the goodness and on the understanding that we can tap into the innermost God that lives within us. We've been given our portion, our share of the essence of God. All we need to do is stir up that essence in us so that we can press God forward. As we press God forward in us, he collaborates with us on a daily basis, and we say, I say. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going with us on that meditation mode. You are to continue to do your daily meditation. Even though ours has been cut slightly, we still acknowledge our higher self. Now, we're going to station identification, and I'll meet you back in the atmosphere. So why don't you be ready to meet me in the atmosphere so that we can start our first read. Stay tuned. Welcome back, family, and you've got your Omienka 7 live in the room. I am your Empress, I am your Maliwatu, and I am here to serve you. So why don't we get started and let me serve you with a group of books that we'll be reading. Today we're talking about The Tower of Babel, and it's by Richard W. Wetherill. Now if you will, just follow along and listen today. Tomorrow you can go out and get your book, and then you can follow with us as we read the book, okay? Like I said, these are a series of books that will actually help us to get in touch with our higher self, and it will also work towards developing our spirit so that we could develop the child spirit. Now, we're starting with Chapter 1 here, ladies and gentlemen. And in our Chapter 1, I'll begin to read, and if you just listen along, and then next time you can have the book. And this is on the basic theory of humanicities, okay? Clearly, our world is in trouble, as we can see, with all of our grafts and corruptions, our selfishness, culpability, our lust and our overindulgence, our endless killing on highways and in the battles of our dissents and conflicts, our innumerable other examples of foolishness and difficulties, which results we can hardly call ourselves collectively stable and sane. Despite our secular, material, and industrial progress, we are the lost in confusion. Our leaders advance from crisis to crisis in a world of seemingly built of crisis. Overall, our tribulation hangs in the omnibus theater of the atom bomb and worsens. Somehow we have let ourselves get out of adjustment. Someone knows that our human and social science have lagged and far behind advance of our physical science. Seemingly, we know more about atoms than about ladies and gentlemen. And where do you think we're going with this reading? Where are we going with this reading? More about atoms and worsen. Somehow we have let ourselves get out of adjustment. Everyone knows that our human and social science have lagged behind, far behind the advances of our physical science. Seemingly we know more about our atoms than about ourselves. Our physical sciences give us the atom bomb, and the atom bomb is unbelievably dangerous. But the only reason we had to develop the atom bomb, and the only reason it is dangerous, it is that we have not successfully applied objective intelligence to the problem of getting along with among ourselves. What is the result? In our confusion and strife, living under the shadow of impending disaster, wearing the dull yoke of the confederacy, taxes, laboring in exchange for a ticket to the nameless future. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a breath here and stop. Apparently, we are getting a lesson on what is going wrong with our country and what has already went wrong, as you can see. Now, for those of you who have heard a lot of this stuff before, but don't know necessarily what is really going on, let me tell you, this is the Tower of Babel, which, while the decision is being formulated in the minds, feeding through one of this dissertation, the dissertation tells him that to do, and he does it like a monkey on a stick. And in that situation, he is probably irresponsible. Whenever that situation is repeated, his mind locks itself into a tight circle, which is cannot escape, and he has sacrificed the dissertation. Now, we're not going to be reading every day, but we're going to be talking about what we've read in summarization. And what we've read in summarization today, ladies and gentlemen, is a little bit about what has gone wrong in our country. I want you to understand that we cannot continue to have these fumbles and problems in our country without addressing what has really gone wrong. Now, what it looks like is a collapsing of the system that this gentleman is talking about. And we've already known that it was going to come. But we've got to be better by working on our human spirit. And the human spirit has to be cultivated. And you cannot do that if you are working with damage, laws, and problems. We have to understand that if we're teaching children, we've got to get into the gist of what is wrong. To the extent, it says, that this logic is distorted. He tends to live out his life like a squirrel in a revolving cage. Repeatedly, he said, he goes through the same old unwarranted motions, running himself to death because he cannot stop. Indeed, often because he does not want to stop. He exhausts his energies unproductively, trying to satisfy distortion that would instantly discard if he saw himself for what he was. Now, I'm going to take a breath here, ladies and gentlemen, and ask if you'll call in to give your input on what we've been talking about, because this book will be going into a lot of details about what we're currently putting up with and what we're creating in the atmosphere. And that is bad taste in the mouths of many, I would imagine. And if you'd like to just call in and give us some input here, and otherwise we're going to go on shortly. We haven't seen those phone lines light up. Now, he goes on to say, he exhausts his energy unproductively, trying to satisfy this distortions that he would instantly discard if he saw them for what they are. In repeat situations of the same general kind, he makes the same old misguided decision, and each of those decisions is exactly as wrong as the distortion that caused it. But we cannot afford to look down on him to the extent, he says, that we have this. We are all in the same trouble predicament. So that means we're all in the same boat, and we're going down the same rough sea, just like in the story. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that a picture is being painted here, and sometimes we have to read in between the lines the picture is being painted. If you know what the picture is that's being painted, why don't you call in at that number and let us know exactly what you're seeing in this particular first chapter. If you'll call in, our phone lines are now open and our chat lines are open. We'd like to talk with you. We are the all-brand-new book club, and this is the book club that I was telling you about. It is the Alpha Publishing House, where those books are coming directly from Alpha Publishing House. And we're the all-brand-new book club, and we're intriguing you to learn to read, take some time to read, and to summarize and digest information and have a discussion. We're not just going to be boringly reading. We're going to take some time to digest the information, to talk. So if you care to read, call on in so we could talk about what we'll read about the Tower of Babel. Now, if you recognize a title in your biblical Bible, Babel, what does Babel mean, and where does that story come from? I'd like to hear from somebody out there that is a Bible buff that recognizes Babel, the Tower of Babel, and tell me where that story comes from in our Bible. Now, we are waiting to hear from someone in our chat room. Our phone lines are not lighting up, and we don't see anyone in the chat room today. We know it's Saturday, but we're asking you to come on in. In the meantime, we're going to play a tune from Blast from the Past and get you all excited about this book club. The all-brand-new book club is on the air. Come on in and join us. Umoja Cooperative Economics.
Umoja is the message. Stop, take it, the message. The message to our brothers and sisters.
Message, a call for unity. We're calling you to literacy. We're calling you to reading. And it's very important that at these 1300 hours that we are forming book clubs. And we will be reading this book club, taking this book club out to the streets. We've already set up and arranged to take this book club to TJ Mahoney's. So if you want to follow us out on the road, we'll be out in the community with book club having tea with a group of distinguished young ladies who are having tea. And if you gentlemen care to join us, and if you care to read, you can join us right in TJ Mahoney's. We will be scheduling that for Fridays, so watch out for those dates and times when we'll be meeting at TJ Mahoney on Fridays, possibly Thursday as well, and we'll be meeting there for an hour to have tea and a little something to eat as we read our books and have discussions. We want to make it fun. We want to make it exciting. We don't want to make it dull and drawn out with only reading all the words. No, I'm not going to do that. I just got you started today, but I'm going to ask if you care to read. Do you care to read? If so, come on in our room and read a chapter or two. Go out and get the book, of course. Download it on your website. It's free. It's a wireless book, and it's free. And you can download all six of these books and read with us, or you can read ahead of us and come back ready to discuss it. Now, if I had had more time, I would have read everything in that chapter so I could come back and discuss it. Let's do an overview. Now, what I just read to you was a summary of the author, Richard Thirlwell, telling us about what's happening to our character in the human race, how we're falling apart, how we're giving way to poor character, and how anything that can happen has happened and has affected our character, our spirit. And consequently, we are going in with damaged character, teaching children with damaged characters, setting the wrong environment. So in essence, we have to build our character so that we can build the children's character and build good humanistic self-esteem. And it's very vital that we as economic prosperity people not only speak about, I've got economic prosperity. It doesn't matter if you speak it to your blue in the face. It's got to be one that's believable and that is reachable and obtainable. And you cannot just have things and you say, I speak my existence into the very being. You might want to speak your existence into the very being, but because of your surrounding, and because of the chaos around you, sometimes it affects how you feel. And so you cannot go into a harmonious environment, even if you want to do so, if your world is tumbling around you. So what do we do? We set the mood for our environment. Not only just speaking it, we help it along the way, so we create the environment by working towards having a sound environment, an environment where we are reading, we are cross-examining information, we're corresponding, we're communicating, most of all. And that's what this is all about, learning to read our way into better communication skills. And we're not just reading for the sake of it. This month is still Women's History Month. We're going to be talking more about issues that pertain to women. Now, we want some of those great women to still come in and speak with us, which we will have some other guests before the end of this month. It's quickly getting away from us, but we want to bring in some other women to talk about their gifts and abilities and how they've advanced themselves and pulled themselves up by the bootstrap. Now, once again, what's the name of our new series? It's the all-brand-new Book Club. Say it with me, Book Club. Book Club. Do you care to read? We're in the all-brand-new Book Club. That's right. And we're going to be out in the community this time, ladies and gentlemen. We're not just going to be stuck on the radio. We're going to go out to the community, take our book club, and invite brand-new people to our private book club on the road. Not just anyone can travel with us. These have to be women who are consistently available to support the reading club. And who can take the reign and facilitate at any given time. We don't want people that are bystanders, that are sitting on the fence, taking up space. We want you to be actively involved in the book club. That's right. Omi can only do so much. And there may be times Omi can't be there, but I want you to carry the book club on. Now, we've been reading from the book from the Alpha Publishing House, from Richard Thirlwell, and Richard Thirlwell's very first book is The Tower of Babel. So I asked him to call in and tell me, what does the Tower of Babel mean, and where does that phrase come from in the Bible? I'm still waiting. Our time is almost up, and you haven't called in. You're going to make only have to answer this question. I'm going to give you about 5 more seconds, and then we're going to go to our phone line, and we ask that you call in. This is Saturday, I know, but light up those lines, little G. Keep it right there. I said keep it right there, and light up the phone line. The phone line for the teachers, you may call in on 646-478-0270. Now, teachers, you're off today. There's no excuse. Get on the horn and call in and ask me, what is this book that you're talking about, Omi, and where can I find it? I like to be a part of the reading group, and I like to be a part of the discussion. And until then, we're going to ask that you call in and give us your input on what you think this book is all about. Stay tuned. We'll be out in the air. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back, and we're still waiting for those phone lines to light up. Let's go on and talk a little bit more about our new all-found book club by the Alpha Publishing House. These books are humanistic books, and they are getting in touch with our very spirit, which we hope to cultivate the spirit of the students in our class. That is why these books have been chosen, to talk about building our character and right action. If we know to do right and function under right action, it will allow us to have outstanding problem-solving skills. So when we are in a situation in a classroom and we have a moral issue to deal with, we'll know exactly how to handle it. And these books are not just books off the rack and those old fogey books, but these are current